On today's ChurchTechCast.com Q&A show, live streaming speed, mirrored displays, Twitter search, and the stage display. Hi, and welcome again to another episode of the ChurchTechCast.com Q&A show. This is the show where every week I answer your church tech questions. My name is Paul Allen Clifford. I'm your host. I'd love for you to ask your questions, by the way, so just do that below the video. If you're listening to the audio, no problem either. You can just drop me a line on email, paul@trinitydigitalmedia.com. So let's jump into the first question. Trite on YouTube asks, can I live stream at 720p? Would this be enough for 60 FPS also? Hardware isn't a problem. Ping, 1 millisecond. Download speed, 38 megabits per second. Upload speed, 2.0 megabits per second. Well, Trite, you say hardware isn't an issue, but encoding HD, especially at high frame rates, is really beefy. Now, you gave me your specs. They sound okay, but I don't know that I could guarantee you're going to get a smooth encoding at those high amounts of data. With that said, can you upload 720p video with 2 megabits per second? Well, if you weren't doing 60 frames per second, I'd say you probably could. But 60 frames per second, that's basically twice the amount of data that I'd normally recommend doing that at. So I'd say it's going to be a little touch and go. You're going to be right at it. I know you say hardware isn't a problem. We've talked about it. I'm just telling you, it really looks like I've just worked with people doing high-definition encoding with very beefy machines, and they had a problem. So if you have more efficient software, it's going to be better than less efficient software. But I really think 60 frames a second is probably overkill, even if you're doing gaming, because when you're live streaming gaming, it's not the case that people need to see everything with the level of detail you need to see in order to get the feedback you need to do when you're playing. It's kind of like you can watch sports in standard definition and get what's going on, no problem. But if the players on the field had kind of blurry vision, they're not going to perform as well. I hope that makes sense. So Paul, not me, someone else, via email asks me, hey Paul, our church just bought a new HDMI projector. Old one was a 4x3 standard VGA projector. When using the old one, it would be connected to the computer, boot up, and start ProPresenter 5. It would automatically show the slide on the screen. At setup of the new HDMI projector using an HDMI cable, the screen is displaying the entire computer screen, desktop programs, etc. I can't figure out how to get the selected slide in ProPresenter 5 on the screen when clicked. Can you tell me what setting needs to change for the selected slide to show up on the screen instead of the complete desktop? Okay. This is a common thing, so I don't want you to feel bad about this. I get this question a lot. I answer them a lot here on the show, but sometimes when I'm on a church tech board, like on Facebook or on Google+, I'll hear this, and I don't bother to answer those here in the show because they're not asked directly to me. So, with that said, your first thing that you want to do before you fire up ProPresenter is you want to go to System Preferences. Then go into Displays. You should see three tabs along the top. If you only see two, that's problem number one. The computer isn't seeing all isn't seeing your two or three if you're using the stage display. It's not seeing all those monitors. But if, assuming you see three, which I think that you do, you need to click in the middle one. Now that's arrangement. When the arrangement pops up, you should see a box on the screen representing each of the monitors you have in real life. In the lower left-hand corner, there is a checkbox that says mirror displays. You need to uncheck that checkbox. That's probably going to do it. But as it turns out, there's another setting that you need to make sure is correct in ProPresenter. So once you've got that all straightened out, and you should see different things. You should see your desktop with your programs and everything on your computer screen. And then on the projector, you should see another desktop. It might be black, so move your mouse in the direction of this other display as it's shown up in these boxes. So if the projector is to the right, you move your mouse to the right and look for the little mouse on the screen. If it's to the left, if it's above, it's below. And by the way, you can change that. You can just drag it wherever you want to do. But you move your mouse off of your main screen onto this secondary screen and make sure you're getting some. So once you've done that, open up ProPresenter and open up its preferences. And there are display preferences as well, where you will see a very similar setup to the system preferences. But you should see one that's marked, I believe, out, one that's marked SD, and one that's marked with nothing. It's possible that the SD is covering up the nothing if you only have two displays, your control display and your main out. So if you're not using stage display, that's fine. But the main out, if it's not on the secondary display, it needs to be. So just drag that over there and then give it a try and see if it doesn't work from there. Next, Leon Retief on YouTube says, "Hi Paul, when I do a handle search in Twitter, it shows only tweets of two days ago. How to get immediate tweets to show?" Well, Leon, I need to know where you're doing the search, because I did a search in ProPresenter and I did a search in just the Twitter app, and in both cases I got stuff very recently. So what I did was I actually sent out a tweet and then I did a search for that tweet and I got it immediately. So we need some more information to dive in there and see if we can't figure out exactly what's going on. So hit me up and we'll do a part two to that question. Mike Brock, "Paul, is it possible to show foreground video on the stage display and the audience display at the same time?" In ProPresenter 5, you got to do some hacking. It's really not meant to do that. But ProPresenter 6 makes that simple. That's a checkbox. So assuming you're on ProPresenter 6, just check the appropriate checkbox. I think I'm blanking on what it is, but it's like live video or something like that. You can also, if you're in ProPresenter 5, you could either do something like, there's software that will capture a desktop, and you could use that and mirror it over on the stage display. You'd have to turn off the stage display, but I have a feeling that you're not wanting this the entire service, because if you were wanting it the entire service, what you would do is you would just mirror the stage display onto from the main output. And that would do it as well. You could also, if you don't want the stage display at all, use a splitter. what we technically call a distribution amplifier to split the signal from the source and send that to the stage display. Either way would work. So that's what I would recommend you do once you can clear up which of those situations you're in. Of course, the easiest, sorry to say, is to upgrade to ProPresenter 6, but that's probably going to save you a lot of work, and the upgrade is not that expensive. So if you think, well, I could work for 2 days, well, I think you've probably just paid for the upgrade to ProPresenter 6. Because if it takes you a while to rerun cables or figure out a software solution and then buy it, you could see how it can get pretty pricey pretty quick. Well, I hope that helped you. I hope one of those questions was your question, either because you asked it or because you've been meaning to ask it, but you just haven't quite gotten around to it. If so, if that wasn't one of your questions, then by all means ask your question below the video. That's what we're here for. So do that. And by the way, you can also head over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/gifts, GIFTS, pick out your church tech gift, and you'll get a subscription to my email newsletter for free. And guess what? I don't want this getting out. You know, there are spam bots around. But as it turns out, I'm sending that through a service, but the reply back email is my personal email. So you can just reply to any of those emails, and I'm always asking questions, hoping that you'll interact with me because sometimes it gets lonely here in the TrinityDigitalMedia.com studios. Just me. So by all means, ask those questions. My wife thinks I'm nuts, by the way. But anyway, ask your questions and I'll answer your questions in kind based on how you ask them, and also give you some great tips and tricks and some news about what's happening here at TrinityDigitalMedia.com. If you like all this stuff, you'd like my store, I promise you. So by all means, head over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/store. You can pick up all sorts of helpful resources that I've created with you in mind to make things easier for you and make you better at what you're already doing. Until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with trinitydigitalmedia.com.